I'm standing here next to Jeffrey Babcock, one of the winners. How do you feel? How is it for you to win this prize?
Well, I thought there was zero chance of me, or less than 1% chance.
Why?
Of me. Because I'm such an alternative, such an underdog type, you know. I mean, I'm the person that doesn't network. I have nothing connected with the normal art scene in a way. I don't have any connections with any institutions. I've always been totally I never asked them for money. I was always very independent. So I'm not networked. I don't have a career in the arts in a way. I've studied art. I'm a creative person. But I really believe that that art has to change also in this city, you know, in a way. And that's what I'm doing out there. But I'm just doing these small cinemas and...
But what if that changes and your films will be screened in big cinemas? Do you want that to happen?
No, because I believe in intimacy. I don't believe bigger is better. I think a lot of quality is often lost when things become bigger. So this is going to be a kind of a struggle for me to try to figure out how to...
I can imagine.
Yeah. But maybe it does give me an access to talk about the issues that I care about. Like I said, about the gentrification of the city, how all the artists I know are being thrown out of the city because they can't afford to live here anymore. And we need more of that ground level. I mean, there's plenty of commercial artists in the city, and that's fine. There are artists also, but we need the other types of artists also, or the city's going to dry up. In my eyes.
Do you think your work has the ability to change that just a little bit, maybe?
You never know what's going to happen next. So, yes.
Okay, tell me something about the project you're working on now.
I've been working on the same thing for the last 12 years. I call myself a cultural
artist. You just take time, and that's maybe a different way to work if you compare yourself to other artists now. Everything has to be fast and quick, and you take your time to work on a project.
Yes, but I also, like I say, don't think about marketing at all. Whatever I do, I don't even do social media. You know, I don't do even Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. I don't even go that far. But, I mean, anything, you know, my aim, maybe...
You're doing media now.
Yeah, I'm doing media now. But the reason why, and this is why I want to talk about what's happening in the city, you know, like all these small little shops closing down and being replaced by these kind of international boutiques like that, say, above the door, Helsinki, New York, Amsterdam, those kind of places are just taking over everything. And so I believe in the culture that Amsterdam used to have was based on diversity, real diversity. It didn't mean that about the color of your skin or whatever. It meant like people could really live their lives in different ways. Now everybody's that doesn't have a lot of money is being thrown out of the city. And this is, for me, a crime. In terms of social crime, but also cultural crime. Or cultural, it's going to destroy the culture here. Commercialize this culture.
In a way, do you lose all positivity if you look at the city? How do you stay positive?
Because I'm an optimist by nature. And I do believe that no matter what situation you're in, at any moment, things can change and go totally in a different direction. And once it starts rolling, then there's no stopping it for a long time. So you just never know what's going to happen tomorrow.
So people have the ability to change, you think?
I'm sorry?
People have the ability to change?
No, the city has people has the ability to change, but also history and this, you know, the how the city works. These things can just shift. You don't know where it's going to come from. It can come from any direction, but once it happens, it can be like a domino effect and things can build up. People are looking for alternatives, like I was saying before, and so out of that maybe comes something new. Let's hope.
So maybe if more people can see your films, maybe that's not a bad thing.
I know that's the normal logic, but it's not the way that I think. And it's not what I believe in.
You want to talk to your audience?
I want to be able to discuss and feel and talk to my audience. I don't like herds. I don't like huge amounts of people. It kind of destroys the atmosphere. It puts it in a totally different... I don't like products either. So I don't like just to show a film and just show a film. I want to create a community. I'm trying to create communities with my cinemas. That's what it's about. And like I say, you know, when an hour and a half or 2 hours, people from all different backgrounds who don't know each other sit in a room and dream together, then there is a possibility of bonding and having discussions and trusting each other and creating something new.
And I'm going to leave you now to connect with all the people that are here to see you. And I hope people will listen to what you have to say.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.